epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into the show. We'll get back to the Chiefs coming up in just a bit. I know that we said today was going to be KU Day, and I don't want you to think that we just missed out on KU Day because I am not a KU fan. I promise you that was not it. We're going to have Lance Leipold. We're going to have Jalen Daniels on the show. I do want to talk a little KU football. They got a brand new stadium, renovations. I'm going to be there. I'm actually going to KU's first two games of the season this year. I'll be there in night one of the new stadium. I'm also going to watch them lose in week two on the road in Columbia against the Missouri Tigers. I got a chance to catch up with Travis Goff. He is the athletic director at the University of Kansas. We talked about all things Jayhawks athletic. The football program looks to be having a good season. The basketball program has the number one recruit. The baseball team had their best season in quite some time. A lot of things to talk about with Travis Goff. Our conversation started with the new stadium project. Is it on time? Is it on budget?
We are, yes, sir. I was in there Monday, spent about 3 hours kind of walking through every aspect of it, kind of looking at some of the finishings and, you know, branding and signage and all those kinds of detail things. And they are on point. We're, I guess I'd say it with the risk of regretting it, but comfortably going to be ready to go for August 23rd. We'll even have a chance for the team to get in there and practice on the new turf and under the new lights and stuff a couple times in August, do dry runs operationally, all those kinds of things. So everything's on point. It's going to be an incredible weekend opening up the new booth.
What has been the most rewarding part of this process for you? What's been the most challenging part of this process?
That's a great question. I mean, you know, there's so many components that are rewarding, but the reality is, like, from a fan perspective, donor perspective, we haven't yet been able to live that. That won't happen until our folks get a chance to experience it firsthand and be there and see a game. So that's out in front of it, but I can't wait for that. Our fans deserve it. KU's never been able to afford a first-class experience in terms of football, obviously just because of venue for shortcomings. So that all changes this year. But I will say this, Carrington, it's been awesome to see our guys, our student-athletes, start to live and settle into their new football operations facilities, Anderson Family Football Complex, seeing how that's already made an impact in their, you know, development, the culture, and just for them to know, like, we are all in on football at KU, and so that we've been able to see that and experience that over the last 6 months or so.
Travis, as you've gone through this process, how has that affected recruiting? There is a different level of excitement around the Kansas football program. There is a different level of buzz around them. How do you think this new stadium fits into that?
Well, I mean, I think that's a real thing. And I think, you know, many would say you could point to our momentum on the 26th class, the, you know, to be high school seniors. We've got a really great crop in 26 that are locked in and committed to coming to KU. I think the reality, Carrington, is like this that generation, right? We can't fault them for it. They're a here and a now generation. So, like, you can show them renderings. You can tell them what it's going to be like and try and paint that picture. You can even make videos, but they need to see it. And so for the group that we're recruiting, for certainly for 26 and then 27 and beyond, like, they know it's real because when they come to visit, they're seeing what's happening. And that tangible statement is really powerful that this is a new version of KU and new version of Kansas football. So we're seeing dividends from that.
Right now, we're talking to the athletic director at the University of Kansas, Travis Goff, joining us on the show today right now, talking about the stadium renovations in Lawrence. Rob wanted me to ask you about the progress for phase two. You guys are wrapping up phase one. How do you feel you are positioned as you transition to phase two?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And certainly while we're so focused on opening phase one in the right manner and finishing strong there, we're simultaneously continuing to push aggressively for phase two. Phase two, you know, gosh, is a broad way to frame it, but certainly it starts with a new finishing the stadium in the east side, right? So we've got to knock down that old east side, and we got to get the rest of that stadium vision completed. So that's out in front of us. That then opens up space on the east to do a mixed-use development, hotel, two residence halls, retail, dining, beautiful plaza, underground parking deck, all those kinds of things. So that's a multi-year projection when you talk about all the mixed-use aspects. But we're closing in both through, kind of a municipal tax incentive opportunities we have with the city of Lawrence and through big-time fundraising announcements coming up. That is going to give us a great opportunity to keep the momentum and move into phase two pretty quick here.
When it comes to your day-to-day job, how much of your job is kind of interacting with student athletes? How much of it is what you just mentioned, fundraising? It seems like right now that is paramount with NIL and all of these different things to attract the best student athletes to Lawrence, Kansas. How much of your job is sort of networking? How much of your job is just trying to raise as much money as you can for the university?
Yeah, I mean, I think the interactions with student athletes, like they're not maybe as often or as frequent as any of us would hope for, right? I mean, when you're on the administrative side, you know, you're tasked with advocating and fighting for your programs, your coaches, your student athletes. And so much of that takes place outside your own even kind of home base, so to speak, right? So being up on campus on the hill with our leadership and making sure and telling the story about the value of athletics, why it's so important to continue to invest, obviously being out in front of our donor base, particularly when you have a project of this magnitude, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in investment being made. And so, I'm proud of that opportunity because it's an easy story to tell and the results are there, right? I mean, you talk about enrollment impact, right? Record third straight year of continual growth in enrollment. Athletics plays a key part of that. Alumni engagement, you know, for the entirety of the university, athletics plays such a critical role in that. And so telling that story, advocating, and then strategically, like, how are we going to deploy our resources? That's a burden that ADs carry. And of late, that's been regarding conversations around rev share. So how are you deploying within that cap of 20.5 million resources to ensure that you can be uber competitive, in particular in football and in men's basketball? That's where most of my time's been allocated of late.
You mentioned the financial contribution to this. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm just going to assume it's not hard to get people to donate to the basketball program. You guys have had so much great success. Historic venue, might be the best home advantage in any venue in American sports. Are there challenges if you're trying to raise that level of money for the football program, or has the momentum with Lance Leipold just made that a much easier process for you?
Well, that what you said last there, absolutely. I mean, what's been demonstrated tangibly in football over the last years has made that a heck of a lot easier. Lance and the program's continuity and loyalty has obviously been a big part of it. And so I think it's a delicate balance. Like at some point, people can feel like, you know, basketball is so uber supported that maybe it doesn't need their support. So there are moments where we've got to really educate people like, hey, no, we still need incredible support around basketball. Don't just assume that it's exactly where it ought to be because of that history. And then conversely in football, that's an understandable message, but it's a message that also has to be that, hey, everybody can make a difference. It's not just about the mega gifts or the premium seat buyers. It's every Jayhawk who's going to be part of this football thing in the new chapter is a critical part of building that program right.
Right now, we're talking to the athletic director at the University of Kansas, Travis Goff, for a few more minutes going through some of the top storylines with the university. Two-pronged approach. Let's start with football last year. How much do you think those early season struggles for the football program are kind of tied to how disjointed their schedule was and not really having a true home game? You probably win that game against UNLV if it's in Lawrence. You maybe have more success in Big 12 conference play if you're playing those games on campus. How much of some of the struggles last year do you attribute to how different you guys' football schedule was?
You know, it's real, I love that question, Carrington. And, one of the things I love in answering it is I have not heard a singular excuse, Coach Leipold, his staff, or any of our guys, that was the prevailing factor in that early season kind of struggle. So, I would never point to it myself if the guys that had to live it aren't using that as an excuse. So not at all an excuse in terms of that. I mean, it was a lot of ways, a lot of fun. It was a great experience. I mean, our guys playing in the intimacy of where Sporting's at and Children's Mercy was really cool and unique. I think our fans really enjoyed that. And then being at the home of the champs, right, in Arrowhead, for a bunch of guys who aspire to play at the highest levels of football, that was special. And I think, again, our fans stepped up and enjoyed it, and it was unique, and it was a moment in time. But by and large, really good experience that worked out in almost every regard. And ultimately, venues matter, home field matters, but there's a lot more that goes into winning football games than just that. All that being said, we can't wait to be back home in Lawrence.
I'm curious to get your thoughts on this, because sometimes, you know, like, we create our own expectations. The expectations for Kansas basketball cannot be any higher than any program in the country. And for 90% of programs, Kansas basketball had a really good year last year. They won 20 games. They had a winning record in a very difficult conference. They went to the NCAA tournament. But that's obviously not the standard at Kansas. How do you, as the AD, kind of balance those two things, that you guys had a great year, but just not a great Kansas basketball year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that's part of what you sign up for and what you embrace when you're with a program like that, in particular KU basketball, where you realize and you accept and embrace the fact that does fall short of all of our, you know, collective ambition for the program and of what the history tells we should expect for the program. The beauty of the other side of that coin, though, is that you have to and are provided an opportunity to adapt, adjust, and learn from it. And I think that's one of the things we all love about sport, Carrington, is like every season's a new one, you know. And more than ever in college athletics, listen, every season is a new one. These rosters are changing rapidly, you know, and you're mixing in a new batch of transfers with some returners, and whether it be football, basketball, whichever program. And so what last year showed is not necessarily indicative of what the next season holds. And that's every program in the country and in about every sport. So as long as we've learned from it, had real and honest conversations and how to adapt and evolve, then my confidence level, and obviously in Cook's health, goes without saying, and in that program and in our investment, is through the roof. And truthfully, I mean, you look back, because I know what success is coming in front of us. I'm going to look back, I know, and say, dang, I'm really glad for that experience because we got better through it.
Right now, we're talking to the athletic director for the University of Kansas, Travis Goff, for a couple of more minutes here. You and I both know that a lot of this is just based on momentum. How does the momentum of getting the best high school basketball recruit, how does that create that momentum for you guys heading into basketball season? How does that create that momentum for you as you're out trying to help generate funds for Kansas?
Well, I mean, that's a real deal statement. I mean, Darren Peterson is really generational in terms of the kind of player he is, especially as a true freshman. It just blows your mind to realize this guy's, you know, just coming out of the high school ranks. He's that special. And I think certainly given a cornerstone to build around, easier said than done with a superstar caliber type player. It just doesn't happen very often. And so he's given us a framework. He's also playing such a critically important position. You know, he's got the ball in his hands every possession, right? The ball starts with Darren, and that's a reasonably uncommon dynamic as well. And he can take over games. He can finish. games, and he's going to make the pieces around him exponentially better. And we really think the pieces around him have turned out to be, you know, hopefully exactly what we need.
I know that we spent a lot of time talking about college football and college basketball. Vetter's not the only programs having a lot of success at KU. You guys are doing a great job recruiting when it comes to women's basketball. And the baseball team this year had one of its best season. You guys have really developed a very well-rounded athletic department.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, thanks for saying that. We're proud of it. We love our coaches. You referenced women's hoops. Brandon Schneider's really got something cooking there. I mean, you know, he's building around Samaya Nichols, one of the best players in the country, obviously a local woman who's just been amazing for our place. And then she, you know, he layers on three state players of the year out of Kansas, Iowa, and Oklahoma in this recruiting class. So, man, I think women's hoops is going to be a blast this year, a combination of, you know, season leader at the helm with some really nice talent around her. And then thanks for recognizing baseball. Coach Fitzgerald led our program to a place it hadn't been in a long, long time, right? Most, you know, regular season wins in program history, both in the Big 12 and in the total regular season. Won more games in the Big 12 than anybody in the league. And then off to the NCAA tournament that we went. And so having momentum in all those programs, like you could talk about soccer, women's golf, women's track and men's track and field, on and on. Like, that stuff matters right now because we only have 16 programs. We should aspire and strive to be outstanding in each of them, and that's kind of a core tenet of the department.
I'll get you out of here with these last couple of things. There are some changes that are coming to college athletics in terms of the postseason. What format do you support when it comes to the college football playoff? There's been some debate about that. And are you in favor of expanding the NCAA tournament? It's not very popular with fans, but it certainly feels like we are moving in that direction where we're going to see more teams added to the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first question regarding CFP format, I mean, I probably haven't overthought it. I haven't really made it uber complicated. I just think having some fairness and equality in terms of access means that the 5 plus 11, right, this 11 at large, 5 automatic, to me makes the most sense. I mean, and there's some reason to think that maybe that could be of a disadvantage to the Big 12 in the current state. But if that's the case, then I'd rather sacrifice there before, you know, compromising in this notion of too many automatic bids allocated and not giving the best teams a chance to earn their way in. So I'm on the 5-11 thing just because I think it's more simple and it probably sets the right tone moving forward. March Madness expansion, I'm not vehemently opposed. I just think you can go overboard. All right, I don't think it needs to. If it's going to grow, it should be a bite-sized growth, and not one that waters down the field, certainly not one that waters down too many quote-unquote play-in games. I just think it's got to still remain the March Madness that we've all enjoyed and loved, that every game truly matters. If you get in the field, you've got to crack to make some noise. And so, yeah, modest expansion. I can see it, but let's not go haywire here.
That is the athletic director at the University of Kansas, Travis Goff, joining us on the show today as they get ready for their season opening game in the new stadium coming up in August against Fresno State. Travis, you know what? This one time, I will say good luck to you guys this season. This one time, though, I will never say it again. Good luck this year.
I'll never forget it. Thanks, Carrington. Rock chalk, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.